Well, praise the Lord. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, to you boys and everyone. Our psalm, I think Psalm 90 in this Bible, in Septuagint, 91. In others. God is good to us this morning. We want to praise Him, bless Him, and sing together again. Why don't we bow our heads for prayer? Our dear Father in heaven, thank you for this day, for the blessing of gathering together with the saints. Fellowship, dear God. You promised this if we walk in the light. We want to continue to walk in the light. Be like Jesus. Thank you so much for the health and strength you provide us with. Now these beautiful days of spring-like weather. We praise you, Father, for your goodness in nature and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Dear God, we ask you to keep us today and attentive to the preaching of your word, that we would learn something. And just pray for these young men this morning again. Give them wisdom and be near to them as they grow. In Jesus' name. Okay, here we have a Psalm 90. That's a pretty familiar psalm, a blessing. It's been a blessing to a lot of saints, and a lot of hymns have been written based on this psalm here, and we can identify with David. Sweet singer of Israel, in his thoughts and his prayer to God. Okay, let's go ahead here. He who dwells in the help of the Most High shall lodge in the shelter of the God of heaven. He shall say to the Lord, you are my protector, my refuge, my God, I will hope in you. For he shall free me from the snare of the hunter and from every troubling word. He shall overshadow you with his shoulders, and under his wings you shall hope. His truth shall encircle you with a shield. You shall not be frightened by fear at night, nor from an arrow that flies by day, nor by a thing moving in darkness, nor by mishap. And a demon of noonday. 8,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. Yet it shall not come near you. But you shall observe your eyes, and you shall see the reward of sinners. For you, O Lord, are my hope. You made the Most High your refuge. Evil shall not come to you, and a scourge shall not draw near your dwelling. For he shall command his angels concerning you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the asp and the basilisk. You shall trample the lion and the dragon. For he hoped in me, and I will deliver him. I will shelter him, because he knew my name. He shall call upon me, and I will hear him. I am with him in affliction, and I will deliver and glorify him. With length of days I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, first of all, here life, there's a good place to be, good place to dwell. Dwell in the help of the Most High. Like the King James says, in the secret place of the Most High. Shall lodge in the shelter of the God of heaven. That's the kind of shelter I'd like to have. I'd like to lodge in, to dwell in. He shall say to the Lord, you are my protector and my refuge. My God, I will hope in you. Then it says, verse 4, he shall overshadow you with his shoulders. Did you ever get your shoulder to cry on? Well, we can not only lean upon the Lord and cry on him, but his shoulders will overshadow us. We're dwelling in that place, dwelling in the help of the Most High. You know, help is there. You just have to decide to live there.
That's the wicked victory over those things. Jesus has conquered
What's that verse make you think of? In their hands they shall bear you up. He'll keep his command his angels concerning you, and he'll to keep you. And he'll bear you up lest you dash your foot against the stone. Who quoted that? Jesus.
Jesus when Satan tempted him. Or Satan quoted it when Jesus.
You got it. You got it. Yes. And doesn't it seem fitting for the enemy, our enemy, to know Scripture and to even decide to pick the verse that talks about having victory over him? Just look at right after that. You shall tread upon the asp and the basses. The serpent. That just, to me, that sounds like Satan. Our enemy knows and he fears. And he fears the Lord. And he knows Jesus. And he knows his power over him. And therefore, he's going to try to tempt the God, tempt Jesus himself. He tried to tempt Jesus himself in trying to make a show of making Psalm 90 be fulfilled right in front of his eyes. Just jump off and watch the angels take care of him. Jesus saw his trickery, his deceit, and he went ahead and tread upon him. He went ahead and bruised his head, we believe, when he led captive. When he delivered us. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. It ends up with, he'll show him his salvation. That's sure a blessing. Being shown the salvation of God. We want that. For next week, I would like you to you boys to go ahead and just be prepared. You just read the next psalm and be prepared to answer a question if the brother gives a question. And just be ready for it. Be ready for the chapter so you know what he's talking about when you read. And then the older ones, you go ahead and have a thought for us from the chapter to speak about. Okay, well, we've got some good assignments from our brother last Sunday that I want you to go ahead and come up here and give your
answer. I think it was about the eternity of God. Roger, you can just come right up here, and about God being eternal. A verse about that, or something, if I understand
that. I got Isaiah 40:28. So then, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the God that created the ends of the earth, neither hungers nor is weary, and his understanding is unsearchable. Deuteronomy 33:26-27. There is no one like the God of the Beloved, who rides upon heaven and who is your help, and the Magnificent One of the firmament, and the protection of the rule of God, and who is under the strength of everlasting arms. He will cast out the enemy from before your face, saying, destroy. And
King James
Version, it says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms.
Everlasting arms, that's a blessing.
Psalm 89:4. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday, which passed in like a watch in the night.
I had Daniel 7:9-14. I continued to watch until the thrones were put in place,
and the Ancient of Days enthroned himself. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, and its wheels a burning fire. A river of fire flowed from before him. Thousands and thousands ministered to him, and countless thousands stood before him. The court was in session, and the books were open. Then I kept watching because of the sound of the arrogant words the horn was speaking. I watched until the beast was put to death and destroyed, and its body given to the burning flame, as for the rest of the beast. Their dominion was taken away, yet length of life was given them for a season and a time. I continued to observe the vision in the night, and behold, one like the Son of Man was coming with the clouds of heaven, until he came to the Ancient of Days and approached him. Then dominion, honor, and the kingdom were given to him, and all peoples, tribes, and languages served him. And his authority is an everlasting authority, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom shall not be destroyed.
Amen. Ancient of Days.
First Peter 5:10-11. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Psalm 89, verse 4. For a thousand years in your sight are like yesterday which passed, and like a watch in the night.
All right, boys. You may go back. And we'll have the older ones come up here and give their thoughts. What was your assignment? Same thing, or was it a little more of a... example? How was that, Brother Kevin? Just to clarify their particular part of the assignment. Was it the same? Okay, that's what I'm asking. Okay, well, here. However we want. Which side you usually... Okay, right here.
Okay. Well, I had 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. While we look not on things which are seen, but on the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
The eternity of God shows us, or helps us see, how that we're small and He's so great, and that should help us to fear Him.
At 1 John 5:11, and the testimony of this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
1 Peter 5:10. But the God of grace, who hath called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered for a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
And Ecclesiastes 3:10-11. I have seen altogether the task which God has given to the sons of men to be engaged in. He made everything beautiful in its time, and He indeed put eternity in their hearts in such a way that man may not find out the work God made from the beginning to the end.
Isaiah 44:6. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, who delivered him, the God of hosts, I am the first and the last. Besides me there is no God.
God is good, and if we be like Him and be good, and then He'll let us into eternity. And but if we're not, then He won't. And for a short time in.
Um,
we should be ready because eternity is a long time.
1 Timothy 1:17. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Oh God, He's the only God for eternity. Only God there ever has been and ever will be. Eternities. But it says it's eternities without beginning and without end. In my Bible, that's something we need to think about.